Planet Rock.
The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
I'm Si.
And I'm Dave.
And this is the Hairy Rock Show.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Remember I went on that cruise 2 years ago and you took the mickey out me, say it was full of grannies and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was. But there was one night, I was in the Commodore Club with my friend Alan from Glasgow. Remember the fella you saw in the pawn shop?
Oh, yeah.
That's pawn as in diamond earrings, not pawn. Yeah, no. Anyway, we're in the Commodore Club one night, all the grannies are there. It's all very posh, you know, it was a posh cruise. And we persuaded the DJ to put the Foo Fighters on and we just hit the dance floor and it was incredible. It got them lifting.
You see, Dave, even purple rinsers have a rock song in them. I'm telling you that. Everybody's got one.
Everybody's got the fever.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
I bought myself out of the back of Sounds a pair of 28-inch split-kneed loon pants.
What is a split-kneed loon pant?
No, what they were, split-kneed loons were the cheap ones because the bottoms were kind of sewn on afterwards. You're too young for all this.
Split-kneed
loons with a 28-inch
bottom. I can't even see it, never mind wear them.
I tell you, I was a fat kid as well. I looked like a lamp. Do you know what I mean?
Switch me head on. It's Jimi Hendrix, Spanish Castle.
Listen, Jimi Hendrix switched more than a few people's heads on.
I tell you what, man. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Interestingly, it was a Geordie that used to manage him, you know, called Chas Chandler.
Yes.
Before he got, before it all went a bit weird. And interestingly, just before Jimmy died, apparently the word on the street is that he rang Chas Chandler and asked him if he would manage him again because it was all getting a bit mad.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
I think if he'd have gone back with Chas, he might still be alive today.
Well, I think Chas Chandler was a very, a very straightforward man and didn't suffer fools gladly. So, yes, probably that would be the case.
Was he with the animals before he went to manage Jimmy?
He was, yes. Yes, he was. He was with the animals and, and then he just disappeared.
He was a bass player, wasn't he?
He was. He was the bass player in the animals, Deed Hard, Geordie. Just disappeared off and then came back with Jimi Hendrix to the UK. How does that happen?
You know, can you imagine, can't you, the first meeting between Chas Chandler and Jimi Hendrix was, come over from the tuner, we'd like you come over and do a couple of gigs down the quayside.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
So are you a Coverdale fanatic?
Well, do you know, Whitesnake kind of, you know, after Deep Purple, it all kind of went a bit wrong. And then Whitesnake was formed, as we all know. But then, you see, they went into that bluesy feel. And I kind of quite like that. And it's the title track off the Ready and Willing album. And can you remember when you were at school, where you used to have those workman's rucksacks that you used to take? And everybody used to kind of cover them with emulsion paint and then gloss paint and then, like, paint all the favourite bands on the back of them.
Yeah.
Well, the Ready and Willing cover was really simple because it was in silhouette. So I thought, right, I'll go and get away with this. And it looked mint for ages. But, you know, because how Whitesnake was kind of quite difficult to draw.
Yeah.
I've got to confess, I traced it.
Do you not think that Dave Lee Roth and David Coverdale, they came out the same mould?
Yeah.
You know, it was like you dial up and get a rock star, complete with spandex and associated appendages.
You know. It's the associated appendages that were legendary, apparently.
Welcome to the Hairy Bikers Nosh Pit.
Now, the Nosh Pit, it's that place where food meets rock music. Well, we've always said that food and motorbikes are indivisible, aren't they?
They are, without a shadow of a doubt.
You know, they go together, but you put rock music into it and it's fantastic.
And you come up with a Nosh Pit, dude. That's what you do.
And this week's Nosh Pit, it's Cherry Pie.
Oh.
And got a record that links to that is Warrant. She's my cherry pie.
Oh, did you see those dulcet tones across the nation's airwaves?
I couldn't resist.
I know.
But anyway, we have got our recipe for proper cherry pie, which is available on the website planetrock.com.
So do you see what we're doing? You see a track that is related to food, and then we supply a recipe for said track. You see, it's a simple process.
Yep. The musicians fill your ears, we fill your belly. And this is a symphony with cherry jam, cold water, arrowroot, and 500 grams of fresh cherries stoned. I make a short crust pastry, and honestly, anybody should be able to make pastry, especially if you've got cold hands.
Rock.
Do you know, Kingy, one of the best gigs I've been to recently was one of those nights where Bon Jovi played like 20-odd nights at the O2.
Mm.
And it was amazing. I mean, it's such good value. He plays for hours. And the energy, you know, John Bon Jovi was amazing. But what was incredible and a surprise, Kid Rock was the support at those gigs.
Oh, right.
And he was just amazing. What a bonus that was. That was one of my best nights out ever.
And Kid Rock's band is proper hard school rock and roll musicians.
Oh,
they,
yes.
They have been spat at, they've been had bottles thrown at them, they've been in cages. They have done the circuit. They're a good bunch of lads.
He said that,
lads.
Actually, whilst he was crouched barefoot on a turntable, he poured whiskey on the turntable, set fire to the turntable, revolved himself, and then kind of slagged off. You know, all the kind of talent shows like Britain's Got Talent. And, yeah, he said, these are real musicians! And then, oh, it's just amazing.
And I've got to say, John Bon Jovi, not bad for a little fella. I mean, you know.
Oh, my missus goes moist for him.
I know.
She loves him.
I know.
John Bon Jovi.
Nay lumps in his gravy, mate,
Richie,
I tell you.
Richie Sambora.
Oh.
Now, there's a shredder.
He's a boy.
He is. But it's the band original. That's the thing, the band are all there since the day dot.
And that's the nice thing, is that he's a bit like, him and Richie are a bit like me and you, mate, aren't they? But, like, more handsome and richer.
The
Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
The Scorpions. We've managed to get Scorpions tracks in almost every Hairy Biker show we've done. I love them. I am a man obsessed. And this last tour they've been doing for 3 years, I must have seen them 10 times all over Europe, from Geneva, Bordeaux, Hamburg. Hamburg, I proposed to my wife after an incident in the mosh pit with Rudolf Schenker's
plectrum. Hold on. What's the incident?
Well, Rudolf was there, and he was just, like, strutting, and he flicked his pick into the audience.
Oh.
My wife disappeared into this Hamburg mosh pit. Ooh. She came out with Rudolf Schenker's pick, and it only says, rock and roll forever on the pick, and I've got that in my bag to the day.
Wait.
But I love the Scorpions.
You had to marry her on that alone, dude.
Oh, I do, but they're so good. I mean, I think they're touring this year, they're still touring, and I know they're playing one gig in England this year down at the festival in Kent, but then they're going to be touring with Europe, and that'll be a good night out.
Oh, that'll be a night out.
But that'll be in Europe, so I'll have to pack my bags and go again. But the Scorpions gigs are great, especially in Germany. You know, it's fantastic. The food's great. You have your currywurst, you have a few pints of beer, get down the German mosh pit.
You see,
I've got some leather drain pipe jeans I wear in Germany. I couldn't get away with them here, but over there I fit in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Rudolf Schenker does.
Yeah,
I know, he's amazing. 64, he can still wear a crop top.
Hold on. Please, don't ever... Don't ever wear a crop top. Get away with the drain pipes. That's fine, dude, but no crop top,
no
please.
Crop top. You see enough of that down discos in my hometown. That's the lasses, isn't it? How can you possibly have a crop top and stretch marks?
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Richie Blackmore wanted to shoot this video in a local castle not too far away from me. And in another life, I was a locations manager for the film and television industry, you see. And I used to do pop promos and adverts and all that sort of stuff. And he came up and into this castle with all, like, loads of people dressed as pixies and fairies and stuff and said, right, I want to shoot it here. And we're going, yeah, right, okay. Anyway, there was one thing led to the other, and it was mostly the other, and we didn't do it, which was just as well, because Richie had lost the plot, I think, at that point. He a very nice man, though. Very polite, but, you know, asking, you know, extras dressed in pixie costumes to come through open windows four stories up. It's not an option, really. Do you
not
know what
really,
I mean?
No, there's unions for that sort
of
thing.
Well, it is. Can you make them fly, Kingy? No, Richie, no, I can't make them. No, I'm really sorry.
It wouldn't be kind. It wouldn't be kind.
It's not right. You know, you can't. You get there's a law against that sort of thing.
Si and Dave, Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
Now, we want you to email us in with some of the worst disasters and problems that you have of a Sunday during Sunday lunch and the preparation thereof. Now, there it is. You've got to email in to the Hairy Rock Show at planetrock.com.
Now, just tell us, is your gravy lumpy? Is it like a teenager's acne? Is your crackling soft and soggy like a flaccid slug?
Is it limp?
Oh! Are your roast potatoes like gumboils? Is your roast beef like shoe leather?
Is your Yorkshire puddings like a witch's what's it?
Is your lamb lacking?
Is it?
Oh.
I mean, you know, and is your pork, well, you know.
Putrid.
Good'un.
Sunday roast is one of those great institutions. It doesn't matter what culture, what country you're from, what age. Everybody has their own version of a Sunday roast, and we're good at a Sunday roast. But people have problems. Like Liz Barnes can't make gravy for the life of her.
I know. Liz Barnes, if you're listening, that's outrageous.
But Liz, what you need to do is to email us. We will solve your gravy problems. Oh. With us, you can go down for the gravy.
You can. And it's the Hairy Rock Show at planetrock.com. That's the email address. So if you're going to go down for Dave and I's gravy, it's the Hairy Rock Show at planetrock.com.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Do you know, I met Pete Gabriel once, Kingy.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to work as a makeup artist, as many of you know. And I was doing the feature film, The Secret Policeman's Third Ball. And he used to put various kind of rock stars together to do a turn. Mm. And this one, it was Pete Gabriel, was on stage with Lou Reed.
Oh, what?
And they were doing Biko, you know, and Lou Reed doing his guitar bits.
Yeah.
But it was really funny in, like, the makeup room. I was making Lou Reed up, and my assistant wanted to make Pete Gabriel. It was many years ago. At that time, Pete Gabriel used to wear quite a lot of eyeliner and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And Lou Reed, like, was just Lou Reed, and I was, you know, I was absolutely in awe of him. And he goes, Lou Reed would look at Pete Gabriel and go, "What's he having? A little bit of eyeliner, Lou." And he says, "Give me some." So I like this. And he said, "What's he having?" And Pete Gabriel clocked on to this, so Pete Gabriel getting more and more and more makeup. Honestly, by the time Lou Reed left the makeup chair, he hadn't looked like that since Walk on the Wild Side.
Now, if that doesn't make every single vein in your body and anybody else's that you're standing next to stand up and end and go, "Hoola, hoola, I love rock and roll, I don't know what is." In fact, you're dead.
Aye. And I've got 2 tickets to see them this summer.
I haven't. Where am I? Am I somewhere? I've got to be somewhere. Where am I?
No, you've got a day off because I'm going to ACDC.
Oh, nice.
Aye.
Can I not come?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'll speak to my wife.
Oh, yeah, don't
know. No, I got on the internet like everybody else. Oh, you know, the first morning they came on.
Right.
And I was like, "Oh, I missed him. Oh, I missed him." He's like, "Oh, I've got 2.
Hey, what happens if I can get in touch with Brian Johnson, if he's listening, and get us 2 tickets?
Then I will have 4.
Excellent. Well, I'll take somebody I know then meet you there.
Yeah, but if you get them from Brian Johnson, we might be able to go backstage then.
Well, you see, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, well, then I'll be stuck out there.
No, I'm not going to go backstage without you, am I, you turnip? Talking of turnips, how's that going? I can smell it burning from here.
Yeah, we once made a turnip gatto, do you remember?
Yeah.
It was like a really poncy little kind of millefoy of turnip.
Well, it was
the ghost cheese and turnip.
It was nice, actually.
It was, yeah. It smelled a bad breath, though, didn't it?
It didn't. Yeah, 2 hours later as well, it went through you like a dose of salt.
Is it a turnip or is it a swede?
Who knows, Dave? Who knows?
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Well, my lovely rockers, here we are. That's it. It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Well, that's a goodbye then.
Aye.
See ya.